Welcome back to the Haskell Musical Musical Podcast. I am your host, Nick, and in today's episode, I am discussing Haskell Musical 2, the best Haskell High School Musical movie in this whole a trilogy period. So let's get into the discussion. Before we start the discussion, let's do a little synopsis. It's summer break, and the kids of East High are out for some fun in the sun. Unfortunately, they're all broke and must get jobs in order to be able to enjoy themselves. Troy thinks his problem is solved when he gets a job at Sharpay's family resort, but doesn't realize she has an ulterior motive for hiring him. Luckily, some of his fellow Wildcats have jobs there too. So I'm going to make this short because the people who did music for High School Musical 1 and 3 does the music for High School Musical 2. What I'm going to say is that High School Musical 2 has the best songs. And I'm here for argument if you want to argue, because I feel strong about this. But what I'm going to say is, have you not listened to I Don't Dance, the iconic scene where Chad and Ryan plays baseball, and Chad is like, I don't dance while dancing, period. Or I Gotta Go My Own Way, where Gabriella is talking about how she got to go her own way, and Troy's like, okay, but what about our relationship? What about everything we've been through? But then she said, how about trust? You see, because he never meant to hurt her, but he did in the process, but that wasn't his fault. See, she can't get mad because he's wanted to do his career. I said this already. Or when he sung A Bet on It, how do you not feel anger with him when he sung that song? How? Or when, you know, when Sharpay was like, I'm fabulous. I want things, but better. See, you cannot feel that when she says that. You know, there's no argument, but if you want to argue, I'm here. You can send me a DM, or you can send me a voice message, and I'll listen to it, and I will hear you out. But until then, there's no argument. That's all I got to say about it. So the first thing I'm going to discuss is Troy and Gabriella's toxic relationship. And I know what you're going to say, how is the relationship a toxic, like they were the perfect couple in this movie? One, okay, that's fine. And then also, were they though? You know, I know they were the it couple of High School Musical. But then every couple has their mistakes. Every couple has something going on with them. And Troy and Gabriella's relationship had a couple of things wrong with it. And I'm going to say this by stating, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens did date in real life. So why couldn't their chemistry just go on from real life to the screen? You know, I don't know. But the first thing is that it took them too long to share a kiss. So in these movies, whenever they try to kiss, they always get interrupted. And that's not their fault. I get that. But it took them too long to kiss. Now, in the second movie, when they did was about to kiss, this freshman kid came and interrupted them. Now, my thing is that when he signed the yearbook, they could have kissed then after. But then also, that's when he gave her the tea necklace, tea as in Troy. One, you have to be too self-centered to give your girlfriend a tea, as in tea as in Troy. That seemed too narcissistic for me. And two, when they did kiss in the second movie, but it wasn't a kiss, it was a peck, and they pecked like two gorillas. And in the third one, they did kiss, and it was the perfect kiss. And I'm just mad that they waited till the third movie to finally kiss. Okay, the second reason is that in the first movie, Troy led Gabriella to believe that she meant nothing to him. So, Chad and Taylor made a plan that they're trying to break them up. So, There's a scene where Troy is in the locker room and Gabriella is in the science hall. And Troy is saying, and the team is like telling Troy about like how they made him the team captain, and with him being focused, they can't win this game. Okay, fair. But then he said some things. He said that the musical meant nothing to me, and Gabriella means nothing to him. And I'm like, okay. Why are you saying this stuff? And I don't know if I said this in the other one, but there's a video, there's like, they had like a video camera, and they put it on the computer. A video camera that I know he can see. I know he can see, because how can you not see that? And he looked straight into it too. He looked straight into it. So why can't he? He said it on his own. He said it. So why did he get mad that he said it? Now, he could have said some things nicer. He could have said, oh, well, I can pay attention to the game and still go out with Gabriella and still focus on the musical. Or not even focus on the musical if he don't want to focus on the musical. But he'd have to say some things about his girlfriend. It's just stupid to me. Now, I get if he did say nice things, their plan wouldn't work. But that's kind of the point, actually. Because if he says some nice stuff, the plan wouldn't work. And they would have been together forever. But no. He says some mean stuff. He says some stuff that he shouldn't say in the first place. And that makes Gabriella mad, and she sung a song. Was it a bop? When I first watched it, it wasn't a bop. Now, when I watched it the second time, okay, it's a good song, it's a bop. But he said it, so he can't be mad that he said it. Okay, next one. So the next thing is that, oh yeah, Troy started acting cool for his too cool for his friends at the country club. Oh, this one just made me want to slap him because it makes no sense. One, you ditched your friends to go play for the Red Hawks. I get that you wanted to hang out with the Red Hawks, but when you start getting the shoes and getting like all this attention from from Sharpay's family and all this stuff, you can't forget about your friends. You can't forget about your friends. And I get that the only reason he's hanging out with Sharpay is to get all these connections to get into the University of Albuquerque. I get that. But he neglected his friends. I neglected his girlfriend, which goes into the toxic part. He neglected his girlfriend. One, he missed all their dates. He missed everything. So, Troy and Gabriella broke up for the second time. They're always breaking up in these movies. One, he says something in the first one and they broke up, but they got together at the end. Two, they broke up because Troy was acting like a jerk. And guess what? At the end, they sung every day and everything was okay. And there's a part where it was, I gotta go my own way. No. Yeah, I gotta go my own way. And she gave Troy back a tea necklace. She gave it back to him in that song. But when she came back, she had it on. Now, something must have been wrong with the editing of the movie, or something went wrong that he gave it back to her when he wasn't supposed to, and they got that, but she still had the tea. They break up in every movie. They break up. They get back together. He says something. She doesn't like it. And they break up. But then at the end, they get back together. It's like in the third one. I'm not going to discuss the third one because it's not that good. In the third one, a Gabriella went to college. And it wasn't even graduation. But I think this was just like orientation or something. So they went, she was like, okay, she got in college early. And she decided that she'll go. Slay. They broke up because they didn't want to do long distance. But it was prom, so Troy wanted to go to prom with Gabriella. Okay. He called her and said, why can't you come back for prom? And she said, well, I'm still finding my way here. I can't leave. But you can leave. There's something called leaving, going to prom, graduating with your class. Then when you get back in the spring, not the spring, the fall, you'll still be where you are. Like, it makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. She said that, okay, in the longest relationship, and guess what? They ended up being, I don't know how many miles apart from each other, but it was close enough that they can see each other every freaking day. That's cute and all, but like, we could have ended this. She could have went to prom. She could have graduated with her class. She would have went back to Stanford and everything would have been okay. But, you know, that didn't happen. She wanted to go to college and stay there without graduating. There's just something about that. Like, you can't go to college without graduating unless she graduated early. Anyways, the next one I got to talk about is when Gabriella got upset at Troy for trying to further his career. Now, this one goes into Troy ignoring Gabriella for hanging out with Sharpay and, like, being her and, like, trying to sing with her, which didn't happen. Which should have scarred a Sharpay forever, but it didn't. Anyways, Gabriella can't be mad. She can't be mad. And I know I talk about he shouldn't have neglected his friends, but guess what? She can't be mad because he's trying to further his career. Now, he's doing it for you to be together, because since you're going to Stanford and he wants to get into the University of Albuquerque. One, Albuquerque and Stanford is too far apart, so that had to be long distance relationship. Two, why are we mad at Troy when he wants to play for the Red Hawks? He wants to have all these connections so he can be like a professional basketball player. And number three, if he becomes a professional basketball player, y'all can have this money. Y'all can have this money. Y'all can buy a mansion. Y'all can buy these cars. He's doing it for y'all to have a good life. But, you know, she got mad. She went to tell Sharpay off. And for what? Because she wanted to hang out with Troy this summer. I get that she wanted to hang out with Troy. I do. But you can't get mad because he tried to further his career. And for y'all too. She can't get mad. Oh, Jesus. Look, so as much as I hate Zac Efron, no, not Zac Efron, I love Zac Efron. As much as I hate Troy Bolton in this movie, the writers did him dirty. They did him dirty. Like, they made him seem like he's such a bad guy because he wants to try to make a better life out for him. So it starts with Troy gets all his broke friends to get a job at a country club. Which, okay, slay. But they complain the whole time. And they sing a song called Work This Out, how much they hate it. And then there's Troy trying to put some light in it. But then they hate it. Still hate it. But then we get the footwork of Zac Efron. He really slayed that song. He slayed it. Next, Sharpay enters the room and try to take him and force him into singing. It's like he has to sing because if he says no, then there's his chances of like getting the connections at the University of Albuquerque. So if he says no, like he can't say no. Because if he say no, there goes his future. Next one. They made him be rude to his friends. Not to his, and like, and to Gabriella too, but she's not really important into this movie. She doesn't do nothing. So I don't care about her in this movie. He be mean to his friend. He be mean to his girlfriend. And not just his friends, like as the Wildcats. His best friend, Chad, who they've been friends since they were little. So, you know. Okay, next one. Troy and Gabriella break up again for the third time. I don't know if I said this in the first discussion, but they break up every freaking movie. And then they make up at the end of that movie. Oh, and the same with the makeup. They literally do this thing in every movie where they're about to kiss. And I don't know if I said this already, but it's where they're about to kiss. But then when they kiss, they get interrupted every freaking time. And it gets on my nerves. Okay, and this last one. Troy decides to sing with his friends, which means he doesn't sing with Gabriella. Not Gabriella, with Sharpay, which means all this work he did with the Red Hawks and to make these connections, they're gone because he wants to sing with his girlfriend. Again, she has no a significance in this movie because she does nothing except be there. And his friends. So that's how they did Troy dirty. And I wish he would have been an okay, decent person in this. But it wasn't his fault. He just got wrapped up into his privilege. Yeah. So this last thing I want to talk about is not even a thing. It's a person. Mr. Ryan Evans. So he is the iconic character. I love him so much. He deserved better in all three movies. So I'm glad. Well, the first one. He deserved better than the first one. In this second one, he decided he'll do his own thing. He said, I don't need Sharpay. I'm going to play basketball. Not basketball, baseball. And he is surprisingly good at baseball. He loses, but he's surprisingly great at it. So when I watched this as a little kid, I knew that Ryan was gay. Now, did I know what gay was? Because I was basically, I don't know, I think I was like 4 years old. Did I know what gay is? I just knew Ryan was gay. But then 3 months ago, Kenny Ortega and Lucas Gabriel had an article that said Ryan was gay, like duh, but Disney in 2006 was not ready for a character to be gay. Let's talk about it, because Disney in 2006 and even Nickelodeon wasn't really talking about the LGBT. Unless it was to be a joke, which I'm not okay with that. I think that I feel like the media, like back in 2006, and in the 2000, in the 2000s period, the people who were gay, and all that stuff, we were like the joke. They did not respect people. They made people the joke. They thought it was funny to do to do weird stuff. And you know what? I was not there for it. I was not here for it. And you know I was not here for it? Because even as a child, I knew this stuff was wrong. Because I was that kid. I was like, this stuff is wrong. Why are we doing it to that stuff? Why are we doing this? Why are we making the LGBT jokes? Why? And it's not even like back then. There's still some people today who I know, they made like the LGBT a joke. Like they wanted people to get bullied. Like they did the bullying to themselves. I had friends who I know who treated people in the LGBT like they were diseases. Anyways, I remember the first openly gay character in like a Disney Channel and like in the Disney Channel like a TV show, the character even said the words "I'm gay." I was happy. I was like, okay, Disney is trying their best to get things forward. Now, I am ready for them to make their first Disney princess lesbian or bi or whatever, to make the first gay prince. I'm ready for that. Now, until they do that, Disney still got some work to do. Next. Oh yeah, Ryan, he did his own thing. And what's that, Sherpa? He didn't want to be her lap dog. And again, this man can play baseball. And also, and I don't dance. Ryan and Chad switched clothes. I think I said this already. Ryan and Chad switched clothes. Which, do I want to know what led up to that? I feel like I don't. But then, what happened? Because after the song was over, Chad said something like, if we didn't do the musical, what would you make us do? Or like have us do? And then the camera's on Ryan, and then he stands there. He didn't turn around. He stands there. He smiles. And he just walked away. Then it cuts to Troy playing basketball with the Red Hawks, like during a practice or something. And then it cuts back to Ryan and Chad just switch clothes. Chad is wearing Ryan's all white costume, which really looks good on him. I did not know stuff could look good on Chad. Cause the shirts that he wear, they're just plain ugly. And then Ryan is wearing his baseball uniform. So whatever led up to that, purr. So every day I think about this. Ryan needs his own movie. Sharpay got her own movie in the last movie at the end. Sharpay said that she was gonna stay at East High, help Miss Darbus with the drawing department, and then leave to go to the University of Albuquerque. Cause her family is rich, so they can pay for it. As we saw, cause she owns a country club. Her parents are rich. So after graduation, she stayed at East High, helped Miss Darbus with the drama club, then went to University of Albuquerque. And then as she went to University of Albuquerque, she wanted to move to New York to start her on-stage career. Now, if we did that with Sharpay, we can do that for Ryan. Now, would Ryan stay at the University of Albuquerque? No, because Ryan went to Juilliard. So here's what I'm thinking. So Ryan's in college, and he's at a Juilliard, and Ryan or he's out of college and he's married with a child, and he's married to some rich guy, or he don't have to be rich because he didn't really flaunt his richness around, because Ryan doesn't have a car, poor guy. He's not sure pay. He doesn't flaunt his richness around. He doesn't have a car. He rides a motor scooter. Poor guy, he doesn't even have a parking spot. He uses a bike rack. So since he doesn't like fly his money around, I don't think that Ryan would like want to marry a rich guy. So Ryan, he's married, and he is either a struggling actress on Broadway, actor, or a struggling actor who just acts for the screen. Yeah. And I need it, and I need it now. I needed it like yesterday. I will call Kenny Ortega himself and be like, look, Kenny, I got a great film idea for you that I think you need to do. Ryan, he is a graduate from college and he's married. Like, I need this now. Ryan also has everything that I wish I could wear. His outfits in the High School Musical, a trilogy of these movies, he wears everything. He has the hats that I wish I could wear. His fashion, it is great, period. Now, the only thing I like that he wears in this one, okay, everything he wears in everything, it's great. But it's just something about this one outfit that is great. It's what he wears for I Don't Dance. It's the all white, and I wish I could wear it. I think I said that, and I'm going to keep saying it. Because it's great, and he pulls it off great. And, you know, if I could wear something like that, I would wear it every day. I wash it first, but I wear it every day. We have made it to the end of this discussion. Now, what did we learn today? We learned that High School Musical 2 has the best songs, Troy and Gabriella's Toxic has a toxic relationship, and the best couples are either Chad and Troy, and I'll tell you why. Whenever Gabriella and Troy had scenes together, and like they had their talks, their emotional talks, it was boring, it was bland, it had no emotion. But when Troy and Chad got like was talking about their emotions and stuff, oh, the emotion was there. We all knew what was going on. Like, we were in tune. Or Chad and Ryan. Now, if you don't know why, then that sucks to be you. Y'all, I'm just kidding. I hope you like this episode. I don't know if it's long. Hopefully it wasn't long, but I'm going to check to see if it's long. And if it's long, I'm going to have to re-record it. And if it's not long, then you will hear this version of this episode. If you would like to send a voice message and saying what you love about this episode, or we can have like a conversation, I would love to hear from you. And if you have any recommendations, please send a voice message or DM me on Instagram at nicholas.sims.9. I will see you next episode when we discuss the Mark Platt horrible movie, Dear Evan Hansen, based off the Broadway musical of the same name, starring Ben Platt, who seems too old to be playing Evan Hansen once again for this movie. I will see you next time. All I gotta do is believe. I'm not gonna stop, not gonna stop till I get my shot. That's who I am, that is my plan. We'll end up on top.